Well, good morning, everybody. Before my homily, I just want to give a happy welcome to Deacon Liam Hostey, who just proclaimed our gospel for us today. He is one of three temporary or transitional deacons who will be ordained priests this June, so we're very excited for that. He may look familiar to many of you because years ago he would come and when we were starting our youth group, he used to come a lot and help out with that, and then he used to come to the school a lot when he was a seminarian at Brute Seminary, which was a little closer. So Deacon Liam, thanks for coming this weekend. We're just so happy and we're praying for you. I wanted to continue our sermon series. I enjoyed last one about providing for the needs of the church. Remember, we're going through the precepts of the church. I know the danger of a sermon series is that you all can't sleep at night because you're so excited for the next one. And you think, what is he going to talk about this time? And anyways, the suspense is over for this time. But we have three more to go, you know, after this. The precept that I want to talk about today, just a little bit, is the precept that says that a Catholic is bound to go to confession at least once a year. Remember, the precepts are the bare minimum of what it means to be a practicing Catholic. We hear that term, practicing Catholic. And so to go to confession at least once a year, but anytime we might find ourselves in a mortal sin, we should go to confession. I only watch two TV shows these days, and one of them is Matlock. Boy, that's a good one. But the other one, the new Matlock, I like the old one too. But anyway, the other one that I'm watching is Tracker. And there was this episode the other day, and Coulter is the main character who, whatever, I'm not going to give you the whole backstory. But anyway, he's talking to, oh heck, I'll tell you the whole episode. No, I'm kidding. The main character is talking to this woman who's kind of made a wreck of things with her son. And it's towards the end of the episode, and she says, I'm trying to make changes in my life. I'm trying to fix this. And Coulter looks at her and he says, how many chances does a parent get to make or to fix things, to make them right? And she says, I don't know. I hope until they can get it right. I would like one more chance. And I thought that was beautiful. Like, the Lord is the same. The Lord gives us enough chances until we get it right. And it's so beautiful. Think of the first reading today from Exodus. They're complaining about the food. They don't have enough food. They don't like the food that God has given them. But the Lord still, time after time after time, gives them the mercy of feeding them. Think about Saint Peter, who denies the Lord three times. But Jesus gives him three times to make up for it. And then makes him the Pope. The woman in our gospel today had seven husbands. And the Lord Jesus gives her a new start. And that's the beauty of what happens in confession. The Lord wipes away our record. God has the last word, and the last word is mercy. John Paul II said the happiest day of his life was the day that Saint Faustina, the apostle of divine mercy, was canonized. He said, it's the happiest day of my life because people need to know. They need to know that the mercy of Jesus is there for them and that they should never fear to turn to it. And how to turn to it is confession. How to turn to the mercy of Jesus, he gives us a way, and it's confession. It is such a beautiful sacrament. Pope Francis said the confessional is not a torture chamber. Some people think it is. It's not a torture chamber. He said it's where we go into the very heart of our good Jesus. And we go to confession. He says, the Lord never tires. The Lord never tires of forgiving us. It's we who tire in asking for it. And we must never tire of asking for the mercy of God because we live by it. We need it. And the Lord is so good. People say to me, Father, I don't want to go anymore to confession because I always say the same thing. But when we cooperate with the grace of the Lord, we do get better. He makes us better when we do make a good confession often and with the heart. We do get better, and he gives us enough chances until we get it right. Our Lord, the mercy of Jesus is so powerful. I've experienced the new life time and again. I go every 2 weeks. I need it. I need it. Do you remember when Pope Francis, thanks be to God, he gets out of the hospital either today or yesterday? Remember when he became the Pope? And they said, who are you? Everybody was surprised. Who's this guy? And he said, soy pecador, which in Spanish means, I am a sinner. I am a sinner in the need of God's mercy. And where do we get it? In the sacrament of confession. In the beautiful sacrament. And so if you've been, it's been a while, the Lord's putting it on your heart, I think, to come back to confession. It's a happy sacrament. Parents, your kids, maybe they went to school here and they used to go every month, and then they went to middle school and high school and you've forgotten to make sure they're going. Make sure they go. Make sure they go. And make sure you go. Because there's nothing sadder than a person who's living thinking they don't need the mercy of Jesus. We need it. We get on our knees for it. We beg for it. And he gives us enough chances until we get it right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.